Okay, thank you all for attending this conference call, which is our governance committee meeting of the Pacifica National Board. And we are here to consider several agenda items. But before we do that, let me make it clear that we have extended an invitation to the entire board of directors, to the Pacifica National Board members, to attend this particular meeting because as a result of our meeting, which was also streamed on Friday night, there were a couple of issues and there were committee members who wanted to participate, number one, because they're putting forward motions and different motions were referred to the governance committee, specifically that relate to the composition of committees and that affects the entire board. And so I extended the invitation for any director to come on the call and they would have voice and but not a vote. Any questions about that before we proceed? And so far, I believe we have Mary Berg and Ken Freeland. Is there anyone else who is not a director who is on the call? Who is not a director who is not a director on the governance committee who is on the call? Okay.
May I suggest we do the formal roll call?
Yes.
All right. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Jim Brown? A.C. Bird?
Here.
Cade Campbell? Mark Hernandez?
Here.
Bob Lederer?
Here.
R. Paul Martin? Here. Rosalinda Palacios?
Here.
Richard Phelps?
Here.
George Ryder?
Here.
Doreen Roberts?
Here.
Julie Rodriguez?
Here.
Wendy Schroel?
Schroel, here.
I'll get it.
That's pretty good.
Deb Shafto?
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Okay, so who is absent? It's George?
Jim Brown and Cade Campbell.
Oh, okay, but George is here.
Yes.
Okay. And, okay, so let's, first of all, I failed to mention that I asked our Paul Martin to serve as our Secretary Pro Tem.
Actually, being the secretary, I just keep going, doing what I'm doing, a lesson until replaced, I think.
Oh, okay. Then,
hey, Eva.
Let's move on to the agenda. Oh, now that I have misplaced the agenda. We have several things. Number one, we need to start out with, I think, did everybody receive the agenda that I seem to have?
I received it.
Okay. And are there any changes to the agenda?
Mary Bird here. I had sent two motions that I had asked if could be addressed. I had mailed them out yesterday.
This is Bob.
Okay, I think that I had referred that I had included that item on the agenda, I think.
Okay.
I'm trying to find it now. Then the other thing is, Bob, you were going to recommend adding an additional office to vote on. Do you want to address that and add it? Or?
Right, yeah, I wanted to propose creating the position of vice chair. And I also have another item.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's a question to Lydia. When you put on here composition of governance committee working groups and any reports from those groups, and you listed three, contracts, bylaws, and code of conduct.
Yes.
Were you envisioning that could also be a time to have some discussion of the substance of what those groups should be doing this year and not simply a report on what last year's groups did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
We can define that. Okay.
Madam Chair, could you tell me did you send the agenda to the list or to people individually?
No, I sent it I sent it to my list. You mean, did I put it on the Yahoo list?
Is it on the Governance Committee mailing list?
It is not on, I didn't go through Yahoo, I just put it on my own personal address book with everyone on it. yesterday.
Lydia, this is Wendy. Can we just get that straight right now? Can we pick one way to do it?
Pardon?
Can we pick one way to do it? Either use the Yahoo group or throw it out, I would think.
Yeah, exactly. The reason we didn't do that is because we are using this meeting to find out which addresses are going through and all of that, and then get a report from our Paul if he has entered all of the addresses. Like we just learned, Rosalinda, we have an outdated address. So.
Yeah, but that wouldn't make any difference if we're sending it with a direct email or through the Yahoo group if we don't know the right email address. So all I'm just trying to say is that it'll help us all be organized if we all do it the same way, because we get so many emails every day.
Okay.
Penny.
Arpal, would you start out with explaining our Yahoo list, how to be included, who's included right now?
Okay. I have a list of everybody who's been who's a member, and as far as I know, and older people are still on there from last year, and newer people, I have sent all of the newer people the invitation that Yahoo, as you send out. One person I had an email address for that was bouncing, but yesterday I was given a better email, and I sent it into there. So basically everybody has at least gotten their invitation and has been informed at least twice that they need to do this. So...
And what is it that they need to do, just so it's a matter of...
Well, the invitation comes out with something that says you've been invited to the Governance Committee, and I put in something saying, hello, I'm R. Paul Martin, the Secretary of the Governance Committee. Follow the instructions, and you'll join our mailing list, and then they click. Once they click, they get in. Alternatively, they can send an email to an address, which I've sent out to a number of people also, where it just subscribes them, and they become pending, and at that point I go in and I say, let them in.
Correct. I think if you invite them, then they can just hit reply, and they're on.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. There's more than one way to do it.
How would we locate that email? How is it sent? What's the address?
I'm sorry, can I be heard? I'm trying to get on the stack.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Serene.
Right.
No, okay, so if everyone can please just say, give your name, state your name, and request to be on the stack.
George, request to be on the stack.
Okay, George and then Serene.
I haven't got it from Paul Martin. I haven't got it from Yahoo. What was the address it was sent from?
It would have been from, let's see, what does it get coming from? Since I only send them, I don't get them. I think it would be like, let me look in here.
PacGov.com. You sent it March 11th.
It is sent from pacgov-owner@yahoogroups.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there was also a separate email that I think we received directly from our Paul.
Right. Everybody, I sent it to the... I know that, I can look and see who's on there so far, so I also sent it... I sent it to the mailing list, and I also sent information to... I think at that point it was 4 people who weren't on the list yet. So they got
to offer a solution.
Yes, okay. Serene?
Yeah, Arpal, I showed you how to simply add people to the group, and since the email is used for committee work, since the listserv is used for committee work, I can't imagine anyone who's a member of the committee who would not want to be on it. People who don't have Yahoo addresses or Yahoo ID sometimes have a very difficult time enrolling and remaining enrolled in Yahoo groups.
Oh.
And I showed you last year how you can go and simply add them to the group so they don't have to go through, all the convolutions of trying to figure out what Yahoo wants them to say.
Well,
why can't you simply do that?
Well, actually, for one person, I did do that. However, if you look at the page on Yahoo that tells about adding it, they have a warning regarding people who are simply added may have a hard time accessing the web part of the group, and that's where we have our minutes, and that's where people can go on the web and look at the messages if they please. So in general, it is a better idea to do duplication.
Let's try to make things easy for people. Obviously, there are Yahoo features that you can only access if you have a Yahoo ID or a Yahoo email address. But in order to simply receive the mail that comes through the list, we'd merely be added, and then people can be coached on how to set up an ID if that's what they want to do to access the files. You've been sending the minutes both as text and in the file section, so it's not as though they absolutely must get the Yahoo ID in order to access the minutes. Just facilitate people getting on the list.
Mm-hmm. When you're right. I don't have a Yahoo ID, and it's asking me to put in an ID, and I can't get in, so I'm going to get out right now.
Okay.
I'm going to go through that.
So anyway, we can work this out by email, and I would also urge people to send either me or our newly elected chair, or me for the moment, actually, your phone numbers, because as I get emails saying, oh, I didn't get the access code, or I can't get on the Yahoo list, or whatever, then at least we can have someone call you. In this case, it would be our Paul to walk you through the process, because I know it gets tricky if you actually want to have the ID. I've never successfully been able to do that. So anyway, so that is enough for that item, I think, at the moment. So if you have any questions, email our Paul, or you can call him, and if everyone can send me a phone number that they don't mind going out to other committee members, then that would be extremely useful to the group, and I could just send it out to this group. Okay, moving along, we need to deal with officers, and we now have an item. Let's start with the item to add an
agenda. Port of order?
Yes. Oh, the agenda.
We need to, I need to find it somewhere. We need to pass it. I'm going back up to the inbox. Okay. What day did you send out that thing? Because I have several.
March 12th, and it doesn't say agenda. I should have done that. I just have the subject matter.
There's
a meeting reminder. The governor. Subject is PMB governance meeting tomorrow, Sunday, March 12th.
Do you have a time on it?
My copy says 12:30 Eastern time.
Okay. No, the time that I sent it is what he says. No, I'm not.
That's what I have. The time that I show it was sent.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
March 11th.
10:07 a.m. Eastern.
Okay.
I presume it is.
Okay, that one. Okay. All right.
And I have the first line says the agenda will include the nomination
of
chair and secretary. Okay.
All right. So
Bob added the issue of a vice chair to the agenda.
And you say the other matters are on there. Okay.
All right. What I have then is the agenda will include the nomination of chair and secretary. If any committee members wish to run as chair, say, okay, I don't think we need that. That's not important. Other items will include the composition of governance committee working groups and any reports from those groups, contracts, bylaws, code of conduct, update on Susan Young issue, Ken Freeland suspension.
And then I sent a separate email saying that on Friday night we were also referred the committee composition. Oh, that's also part of Kit. No, it's already on here. Okay.
What was the date that you sent out the
agenda? My PS, I'm sorry, was the WPFW.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what date you sent out the agenda? I can't find it.
Okay, it doesn't say agenda on it. The subject matter says PNB Gov, abbreviated Gov, meeting tomorrow, Sunday, March 12th, 12:30 Eastern.
And it was that Saturday, March 11th at 10:07 a.m.
March 11th, okay.
10:07 a.m. Pacific time.
I'm not clear.
Look for the 07 on it because different time zones stamp it differently.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what Gmail does.
It's regarding Governance Committee, March 12th?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's titled.
Yes, PMB Gov meeting tomorrow.
I don't have an
March.
Attachment.
This is Bob.
Doesn't have an attachment.
Can I suggest something?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Well, first of all, I'm not clear from the last discussion. Is the current PacGov at Yahoo Groups, is that include, does that include everyone on the committee at this moment?
No. There are there are four or five people not on there yet.
Okay, because I was going to offer to send Lydia's original. I've also kind of just edited it to just be the name of the agenda item, and I've also suggested some times because we need to do that next before we approve the agenda, how much time for each item.
Okay.
So I could just send that out right now.
Please, thank you. I can't find her agenda.
Except I don't know who the four people are, so how should I... Paul, do you have them handy?
I can look them up here.
All right.
Okay, but you also have to add to that the WPFW, which I had left off.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'll put that.
That's in a separate email.
Okay.
Lydia, this is exactly what I'm talking about. If we use the Yahoo group all the time, then these will all be, we can sort it
right,
by that.
Right, except that the reason we haven't been using it right now is because there are people missing.
No, I understand. I just want to come out of this meeting with us knowing one way to do it and sticking with that. And, you know, I think our Paul should just invite all those people again, or Adam, or whatever.
Yeah, and then he just needs to let us know when once he's done it, and then he could start using it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so should I go ahead and send that to the PacGov list right now?
Paul can just forward it to those four people who he knows are not yet.
Yeah. Bob, can you send me the agenda as well?
That's what he's sending out.
Jesus.
Oh, just make sure,
I suggest an amendment to the agenda.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes.
That we actually deal with the issue of a vice chair before we begin nominations?
Yes, that was my intention. That's what I started to do before I realized... Before Paul mentioned we hadn't approved the agenda yet.
Okay.
Our Paul gets back. Since
I'm here. I've just... somebody just sent me something to add them, so I've just added them.
Okay.
For a second. What I have for... an agenda now is nominations for chair and secretary, the working groups, which... composition of work and reports from the working groups, contracts, bylaws, code of conduct, update on Susan Young issue, Ken Freeland suspension, WPFW elections, and vice chair.
Yes, but not in...
This is what I have so far. We can order them as we please, yes.
Right. I would put vice chair first because that obviously relates to the first item on the agenda.
This is Bob.
Yes, go ahead.
While people are waiting to get the email, do you want me to just read my proposal for times on each, for the order and the times on each item?
Sure.
Okay. And these are just kind of off the top of my head, the times, so obviously, you know, people may want to change them. And this is a total of, I think it's 2 hours and 10 minutes, which would bring us to about 3:10 Eastern. If we adopt these times. Okay? Number one, motion to create position of vice chair, 5 minutes. Number two, nominations and elections for chair and secretary, 10 minutes. Number three, composition of governance committee working groups and any reports from those groups. Contracts, 10 minutes. Bylaws, 10 minutes. Code of conduct, 15 minutes. Number four, it says three, but it should be four, would be update on Susan Young issue, 20 minutes.
No, that's like a two-minute item.
Oh, good. Okay, fine. And then Ken Freeland suspension, 30 minutes. Then motion ray committee composition, 20 minutes. And then WPFW election to PNB, 10 minutes. And that's it.
Okay.
Ken Freeland, may I speak, please?
Hello?
Hi, Ken Freeland. May I please speak?
Yes.
Thanks. I'd like to remind you, Lydia, that you said in the PNB meeting that you would try to move up the items regarding the, I think, my suspension and the committee composition to the earlier part of the meeting, if possible. see if that were possible.
Yeah, it's possible. I don't know that that's.
I guess what
the group can decide.
Report on working groups be put later if that were possible.
Well, it's the composition. The reason is, as has been pointed out to me, that the composition is really important, so that we get, you know, we give describe what the working groups are, what they're doing, and staff them, right? In essence, otherwise we just can't move forward on that. So the business of the committee needs to be at the beginning, because we're really late in having this initial governance committee, and so I think it's really important. But everyone can let's have a brief discussion about that. Any comments?
This is Richard. I'd like to be on the stack about something else on the agenda.
Oh, okay. Anybody else support having moving up the Ken Freeland suspension issue before the
well, that does that Mary Berg, point of information, that includes the rest, would that include the motions, the other motions?
No, it doesn't include the committee composition.
It doesn't include that.
Just his suspension.
Oh, I'm sorry, the suspension issue. I'm sorry, of course, that's what you said. I'm so sorry.
Point of information, please.
Yes.
How much time do we have allotted for Ken's issue?
30.
Okay.
Okay, anyway. Okay, well, there was no... So I'm assuming that we would prefer having then the working group's issue first before... going on to Ken.
This is Wendy. I actually would support what Ken's talking about. I mean, if it's on this agenda, we should get to it and do it. And I mean, maybe the new members will learn more about what these groups are as we're talking. I mean,
okay.
So
okay, let's go around then. Let's just take a vote. Who wants to move the Ken Freeland suspension before our discussion about the committee working groups? Can you take a roll call vote, please?
Oh, okay. 1 second, please. I'm. God. I'm doing a lot of different. Okay. So, who's
point of order
amendment here?
Point of order.
Hello? Yes. Who's
Lydia?
Speaking? Please, everyone, identify themselves, because I'm not familiar.
This is
everyone.
Mark Hernandez.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Wouldn't it be more appropriate to ask if there's any objection, rather than going to a roll call? If there's no objection, then it can be moved immediately.
Okay. Is there any objection to moving Ken Freeland's suspension to the front of the agenda, or at least before the discussion on the committee working group?
I have a question about that. I have an objection, I guess.
Is that Serene?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Serene.
Well, there are a number of things that have been referred to us, and it seems to me that what we need to do is to handle basic, the fundamental of the responsibility of this committee before we handle all together in whatever order the matters that were referred to us. But this is basic homework in terms of talking about the working groups, and we need to get that out of the way before we get into any individual item.
Okay. Well, that's why I wanted the roll call vote, because I think that some people will object. So can we just have the roll call vote and only take a minute?
Okay, could I, the vote, we should proceed it with what this is on. As I have it, the motion is, of course, to approve the agenda, and is an amendment to move the Ken Freeland suspension issue to before the committee working groups.
Yes.
Can I get a point of information to vote?
Yes, who is this?
It's Richard, I'm sorry. The suspension is no longer in effect, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
This is Wendy. I'm just trying to understand how this committee deals with PNB referrals. So if they take them up later, then I'm fine with that. But I don't understand how this committee works in that. Do you get to all these things on this agenda or not?
The point is that this is our first meeting, so how this particular committee decides to work is being determined now.
Yeah.
And anyway, so if we could just continue with the vote, please. If
I could ask, who's making the amendment to move the Freeland issue?
Oh,
Ken is he not?
Well, Ken is not a committee member, but he's making
a request. Wendy made it.
control.
Oh, yes, right. Wendy did. I'm sorry.
I guess I did. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And...
Point of information.
Who is this speaking?
This is Mark.
Yes.
Has there been a second to this motion?
Committee.
You don't second motion
to
committee.
You don't need a committee.
You know, I think I'm just going to withdraw it. Let's just go ahead. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Nobody seconded. I can do that.
Well, no, actually, in a committee, we don't need a second, and if there's unanimous consent to withdrawing it, it's withdrawn.
Okay, does anybody object to Wendy's withdrawing her motion?
No.
Okay, seeing no objection, let's move on. Okay, now... Okay, so now times have been proposed. Does anybody want to... Hello?
Lydia, this is Julie. I just wanted to offer up a quick amendment on the times. I know you mentioned Susan Young's agenda item didn't need that much time, so if we can reduce that to 5 minutes. And I guess that's the only amendment, and then I'd like to move the adoption of the agenda.
Okay.
I was on the stack for the agenda.
Who's that?
Point of order.
It's Richard.
Richard? Go ahead, Richard.
How much time do we have on the Susan Young thing? That's what I was trying to figure out, because I didn't hear it clearly.
5 minutes now is being proposed.
Okay, well, I have something to deal with about that. So, I don't know, 5 minutes may be enough. You know, it's just, who knows?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes. Who is speaking?
This is R. Paul.
Oh, hi, R.
Point of order is, I'll remind everyone that in a committee you can't call the question. Just letting you know.
But we do have times allotted to everything.
Ah, that we do.
Yes, okay.
You can move the agenda, but you can't call the question.
Okay. Then we're moving the agenda just to get a vote. Does anybody object to the agenda?
Wait a minute. point of order. One... I'll point out that since we don't have an agenda, we don't have a time for anything yet. But two, I see an amendment here to amend the time for one of these things. We haven't done anything about that. We in fact haven't actually moved the times, really, I think. We could say we've moved them, I suppose. But anyway, event that brings...
Was there any objection to having Susan Young 5 minutes?
That was garbled. What was the question?
Okay. Instead, let's just go through the proposed times for everything. Okay. Bob, you want to go through that again?
Sure.
With the 5 minutes for Susan Young.
To speed this up, can you just ask for any objection as we go through each time?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Motion to create position of vice chair, 5 minutes.
Any objection?
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah, people don't need to say no. They just be silent. Nominations and elections for chair and secretary, 10 minutes.
Any objection?
Just a point of order here. You're leaving out electing a vice chair if we do one.
Oh, very good point. I guess it would be...
possible vice chair.
You can't do that till after you have this initial discussion.
Amended to officers.
Okay.
All right, good point. Nomination election for officers, 10 minutes.
Any objection?
Okay. Composition of governance committee working groups and any reports from those groups. First, contracts, 10 minutes.
Any objection?
Bylaws, 10 minutes.
Any objection?
Code of conduct, 15 minutes.
Any objection?
Update on Susan Young issue, 5 minutes.
Any objection?
I'd like to make that 10. It's Richard. Because I have some matters to bring up. I sent out an email to people. I don't know if they saw it. About that issue.
Lydia, you want to ask if there's any objection to the
any
10
objection?
Minutes?
Well, he did object.
No, to making it 10
minutes. Oh, okay. Any objection to making it 10 minutes?
Okay. Ken Freeland, suspension, 30 minutes.
Any objection?
Motion rate committee composition, 20 minutes.
Any objection?
WPFW election to PNB 10 minutes.
Any objection? Being no objection to the time, is there any objection to anything else on the agenda? And if not, then the agenda is approved. Okay. So let's move on. And Bob, you want to start?
Sure. Just from experience last year on a couple committees, I think it's always useful to have a vice chair as a kind of chair in waiting for the hopefully rare times that the chair is unavailable to attend a meeting, and then you don't have to kind of waste time like, well, who wants to do it this time? Who wants to chair tonight's meeting? Et cetera, et cetera. So, pretty simple.
So I move that we elect a vice chair.
I'll second.
Julie.
I'll second.
Point of information.
Who is this? Everyone is...
George, sorry.
Identify. Okay, George.
Is there any implication that the vice chair is somehow succeeding the chair, or should the chair step down?
Bob, what was your intent?
That's not my intent. I would say, like in any other situation, you would have a new election then.
Okay.
That's an abnormal procedure in some ways.
Who's speaking?
It's Richard. You normally, at least till you have an election, the vice chair should just take over.
This is Bob?
Bob?
I don't care. Either way.
Yeah, that's fine until there's an election. Obviously, if the election needs to be noticed for one meeting and the person's already stepped down, then, yeah, the vice chair would keep functioning until there's a formal election for the permanent rest of the year new chair.
Okay, so can we add that to the motion, please? Or Paul, make sure that that's clear.
Well, somebody want to phrase that?
Bob?
So far what I have is create a position of vice chair of the committee.
I guess it would be to chair meetings in the absence of the chair or after the chair resigns until a new chair is elected. How's that?
Would I call up an amendment, Serene? Hello? Hi, this is Serene. Can you hear me?
Yes.
The vice chair would also, I think, serve if, for example, if you
muted myself accidentally.
Okay. In the event that the chair wanted to speak on a particular point, although in committees it really doesn't matter. A chair can speak in committee, so I withdraw that.
All right, what I have then is to create a position of vice chair of the committee to chair meetings in the absence of a chair or after a chair resigns until a new chair is elected.
Right.
Where chair occurs many times. And the maker of this motion is Bob Letterer?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, is anyone opposed to this? Okay. Seeing no opposition, the motion passes. Now, let's move on to... nominations for, now it will be chair, vice chair, and secretary. So let's start with chair, nominations for chair. Everyone can self-nominate, feel free.
I'd like to nominate Julie Rodriguez. Serene.
I'm sorry, Julie Rodriguez?
Yes.
Okay.
Mary Berg, can I nominate?
You're self-nominating?
No, I'm nominating.
Oh, no, you're not on the committee, I'm sorry.
Can I nominate?
No.
Okay.
Only committee members can nominate.
Okay.
And I get mixed up also because I'm on other committees with you, Mary. So.
I know. Okay.
That's okay.
Okay. Any other nominations for chair?
This is Grace Aaron. I'd like to nominate Lydia.
I decline. Thank you.
This is Wendy. Can we at least hear who Mary would have wanted to nominate, and then one
Lydia.
Of us can decide? Lydia? Oh, okay.
Pardon?
I would have nominated you.
Oh, okay, and I declined. And
presumably you would have declined just the same as...
Yes,
yeah, okay.
I had declined in an email to the Governance Committee early on.
Okay.
Thank you.
But Deb Shafto, I would like to nominate Grace Aaron.
I decline. Sorry.
Lydia, can you ask if anyone on this committee wants to do it?
Good idea.
Well, yes, I already said everyone can self-nominate.
Okay, so...
I said anyone can self-nominate.
This
on
is Mark.
Committee, so anybody who wants to do it obviously can self-nominate. Mark?
I would like to nominate Wendy Schroll.
Thanks, but I can't do it.
Okay, so I'm going to assume, as no one has spoken up already, we've given some time to this, that the only candidate is Julie Rodriguez, unless someone speaks right now.
Well,
and I apologize.
Wait. Everybody's now speaking at the same time. Okay, one at a time.
This is Julie. I just wanted to apologize. I dropped off the call for a second. I missed you.
You were made king while you were off the call.
Yeah. I would hope queen.
Madam Chair, you might just ask if there's any objection to closing nominations.
Okay. Is there any objection to closing nominations?
This is Wendy. I'm going to try one more thing. I nominate R. Paul.
Oh, no.
No,
secretary.
Okay. No, I think by now we can assume if anybody was interested in doing it, they would have either self-nominated. And I sent out an email also saying if you weren't on the call and wished to be nominated, you could do so even though you're not present.
Okay, so Julie knows she's the only candidate, right?
Julie's the only candidate. Okay. Moving on to.
Sorry, Madam Chair, I missed. Did we ask if there was any objection to closing nominations?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and there was none.
No. Okay, so next is Vice Chair. This is not as bad as being chair. Okay, this is just if Julie can't make it.
Point of information.
Yes.
Don't you have to, she was the only one, but don't you have to say she's nominated, she's elected by acclamation or something?
Well,
no. The ballot.
You have to mail them in or
all. Oh, we have to mail this in anyway, and you have to mail it in anyway. Okay, all right.
Does Serene have a nomination?
Okay, Vice Chair?
Yes. I nominate Bob Lederer.
I decline.
I nominate Wendy Schwell, Deb Shafto.
Okay, I would accept that.
Okay.
This is Bob. I nominate Rosalinda Palacios.
Rosalinda, are you there?
Yes, I accept.
You accept, okay. Oh, vice chair is easier to get people to come forward, okay. let me see. Anybody else? Any other nominations? Okay, so before we close nominations, you're sure? No one else? Okay, so we have Wendy Schroll and Rosalinda Palacios for vice chair.
Oh.
Hello?
Okay. Oh, that's right, Bob Decline. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Nobody nominated you?
Pardon?
Nobody nominated you?
Well, no, I wouldn't accept that.
You wouldn't.
Okay, but thank you again. Okay, last call before we close nominations. Okay, without objection, we're going to close nominations. Next, we're moving on to Secretary and R. Paul continuing, I think. R. Paul, you're willing to continue?
Yeah, I'm willing. If the committee wants me to do it, I'll do it.
Okay. Anybody else?
Sure. Millions.
Okay. Then before I close nominations, if there's no objection to closing nominations on secretary, then we have our poll. So to recap, Julie Rodriguez is the only candidate for chair. Our poll is the only candidate for secretary. And we have Wendy Schroll and Rosalinda Palacios for vice chair. And so we would recommend that you send, that our poll will send the address, the ballot and the address, to send your ballots to.
Okay. Point of information?
Yes.
The general practices of the ballots have been opened at an LSD meeting, so I guess our poll will do it at a DBAI LSD meeting?
Yes. Presumably. Our poll?
Yes, this is the way we did it last year. We had the same thing, and so we just had everybody mail stuff out. I'll look up exactly how we did it last year and send the same email to everybody.
Good.
And we'll do the same thing, and I'll count it in front of people at the at an LSB meeting.
This is Wendy. When is the next BAI LSB meeting?
Well, the next one is probably Thursday. However, there's one on the 30th of this month.
So that's our due date for mailing in the ballots?
Well, no, that's the due date when we'll be looking at them. So
okay.
I would guess I would say this. A reception date is the thing we have to care about. And I would say make sure you're mailing it so that it will reach Brooklyn by the 29th of the month, I suppose.
Right. I think we should do a postmark date. So
no,
the 29th and say the 26th or something.
If it was a postmark date and then it wasn't received for some other reason, then you could have votes coming in after the date. We have to pick a date that it needs to be received by. Mm-hmm. And since I'm still talking, I just want to say I can't believe that the BAILSB is having three meetings in 1 month. and also, I was going to say that it really isn't a precedent, except for, I guess, with this committee, maybe to have them opened at a board meeting. Usually people are happy with a couple of witnesses. So I'm not objecting to any of this. I mean, it's great if you can actually have an LSB meeting and do all those witnesses, but wow.
Well, last year we part of the thing is the secretary is a candidate. Tight election. And last year we actually did was, I think we actually did it at two meetings, because we got some and we counted them up, and then for some reason I think I remember us doing it a second one, something like that. But I think the deal is that I can look up exactly how we did it last year, send an email to people giving them times, addresses, and all of that, and then about 2 weeks from today, send another email saying, hey, if you haven't sent it in yet, you know, here's a deadline, and if you don't get it in, you don't get it in. You're not voting. At which point, you know, people will generally say, oh, my.
One more thing,
okay,
Lydia.
I have one more question, though, in terms of process, and I don't remember what we did last year. That's a full year away. But when there are candidates that are unopposed, is there any reason that we cannot then just elect them by acclamation on this call that would remove you as a candidate, and we would have to do the same thing with Julie?
This is Wendy. This is all such overkill, but, you know, I've been around this structure for, this is going on the third year, and the bylaws do say that they have to be elected by a written ballot, and you know, we all go, well, that's crazy, there's only one candidate, why should we have to write it and send it in? I'm happy for this committee to decide at some point, or to recommend that maybe that wouldn't have to happen, but that is how it is now, But all of these rules about, I mean, there's only one election that even has two people in it. So let's just right now pick a date. Our Paul doesn't have to send reminders and all this crazy stuff.
I probably better send reminders.
This is Spreen. I think it's important that everyone use the same form. He'll send it. He'll send it as an attachment. It'll be open in front of witnesses. LSB meetings are natural because there are going to be people there for sure, as opposed to committee meetings when you're not always sure who'll be present. The fact that he's an unopposed candidate, I think, eliminates any concern about corruption.
I agree.
We can just move forward.
Okay. Then let's move forward. And our Paul, then just do whatever you did last year, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And, okay, let's move on with the agenda then. Oh, darn, I wanted to turn it over to Julie. Anyway, if
you can't. Unless you decide to.
I could have gone through a pro tem thing, but let's just keep moving forward. Okay, so we're how are we on time? Did we keep to our 10 minutes, I hope? Anyway.
Point of order, we should have a timekeeper.
Oh, that's true. How would we know if we're on time? Anybody volunteer to be the timekeeper on this?
George, I'll volunteer.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so let's move on to the Governance Committee Working Group's and any reports from those groups.
Lydia, this is Julie. Sorry, I was unmuting. Just really quickly for George, we started at 10:10 a.m. Actually implementing the agenda, so just so you have that as a baseline. And we are on time.
That's specific time. Okay.
Yeah, specific.
Okay, good. Okay, so let's go into the composition of the governance committee working groups and any reports from these groups. So if there's anyone on the call that was served on these groups, you can please speak to it. I don't know, do we have anyone on the call who ever attended the contracts working group?
No, I wasn't on that one.
Okay, so I know that what came out of the contracts working group was a contracts policy, and that was the purpose of it. There is conceivably a need to continue that working group in that policy will need to be refined and clarified as we start applying it. This always happens. Is anyone interested in, first of all, we have to decide whether we even want to continue the working group or do we want to create it as the need applies? I'd like to have a little bit of discussion on that. Yes.
Has that policy been accepted by the PNB?
Yes.
But there would be revisiting of it, I believe.
Pardon?
There would be revisiting of it from time to time. I think that was said when they approved it, right? Because
yes, it has. People have acknowledged it's flawed. It has its flaws, and there's also perhaps a misapplication of the policy as well. I mean, mm-hmm. at every turn saying, oh, okay, this falls under a contract. So the definition of what is a contract has already come up.
Yep.
So I personally think that there is a need to address this. I don't know until something is so we have to discuss. Do we want to have a working group and then just have it start working when issues are referred to it? But inform the PMB that we do have a working group on contracts to which the issues can be referred.
Ken Friel, can you speak to that, please?
Mm-hmm. Richard, I'd like to be on the stack.
Wendy would like to be on the stack.
Okay. Okay, Ken, Richard, and who was the other one?
Wendy.
Wendy?
And Mary, I guess.
And Mary. Okay, go ahead.
Ken. Julie.
And Julie.
Okay, I want to reflect what Lydia just said. I think the issue has clearly come up already, where there's real clear differences of opinion about what the contract policy actually applies to and what it doesn't apply to. And I also believe, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong here, that there's a 6-month sunset clause in this.
Yes, that's right.
That's
okay.
Correct.
That being the case, there is going to be a need to review it in 6 months. And I think that rather than waiting 6 months and then starting a review, it would be better to keep an ongoing review of how this thing is working so that when the 6 months comes, we're pretty close to having a recommendation as to what amendment may need to be made or whether or not we want to continue the policy. Thank you.
Okay. Richard?
Well, I remember listening to some of that discussion. I can't remember if it was the governance committee or it was the PNB discussing it, but I sensed that there were some legal problems with the way it was being set up. And we don't have a lawyer yet for Pacifica. We haven't got an offer. I think we're about to pick one. But maybe what we should do is, you know, run it through them and see, and then maybe it'll need to come back for some changes. But with a 6-month sunset clause, I guess we should be ready to go because that's a very short amount of time.
Thank you. Wendy?
I'm sort of having a problem with working groups in waiting. Somebody signing up for a working group about contracts may decide not to sign up for something else because they've got their assignment. And the PNB has already passed this motion, so they are perfectly free at any time to refer it back. I'm sort of objecting to, I don't really know much about this. I'm going to say right now that the people that have weighed in that are telling this committee that there's already a bunch of problems are all directors, and the committee has not been informed on any of what any of that is even about. So that's all I'm trying to say is that I think that, you know, you can form the working group at the time that it happens. Sounds like there's a lot of other stuff, and it's an interesting position for me to be in, not knowing a lot of things, but it's helping me understand what people complain about.
Mary?
George Stack.
Thank you, Mary. I'm sorry, who else wanted to be on the stack? Did somebody else say they wanted
George
to be on the
stack? George.
George. Okay.
So it's me?
Okay. Okay. Now it's Mary.
Yeah. I think it should be continued myself because by the time you reconstitute it, I mean, when the need arises could be any time because we're for several the things, the reasons that have already been said, so I don't see any reason not to just continue it as a working group.
Mm-hmm.
And it can meet when it's needed, but you've got the group there and anyone else can join that wants to. But.
Okay. Julie?
I just want to echo what the first speaker said, and I apologize, I didn't catch your name prior to you speaking, but I think you hit on all the right points. We have a tendency to begin looking at things and assessing whether or not they're working the second that it comes up to be reviewed, and I don't think that considering how timely it takes us to make things happen, I think that we need to constitute the subcommittee right now and be ready for this six-month sunset. Because it is, you know, I've heard some challenges with the contracts as well at the local level, and I think that we need to be cognizant of it and start developing, you know, our plan B or whatever revisions we want prior to it coming, you know, to our table.
Thank you. George?
Well, this is all moot unless there are people who want to be on the contracts committee now with no direct charge to it. Could we find out whether that's the case?
Okay. First of all, we need to decide whether we want to have a committee. And I think we should do a roll call on that.
Well, I think first we need to have somebody state that motion.
This is Julie. I move that we create a contract subcommittee.
So continue it.
Continue?
Yes. The previous governance committee, we had a contracts working group.
So that we continue to have a contract subcommittee.
Point of order, it was called the working group.
The working group.
Okay.
Hello?
And then,
this is Grace Aaron.
Yes, Grace.
Okay, I was on the contract working group with Dave Adelson and... trying to think who else is on it. Can we state the people who were on it in the past? I'm forgetting whether it was, could it have been Rob Robinson? I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, they're not with us now. I think you're the only
Rob
one.
On there with
But what was your statement about the contract?
It would just have been good to know who on this committee was on that contract.
Oh, I see. Okay. You're the only one that's come forward. Is there someone else?
I'm sorry. Can you guys hear me? Hello?
Serene?
Yeah, Serene, we can hear you.
Yeah, it's Serene.
You were on it, weren't you, Serene?
Yeah, myself and Rob and I think Maria Amodian might have been on it at one point.
I don't
And Dave Adelson. Those are the only...
And Grace.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so look, can we go to a vote?
Can I just vote yes now? Because I'm in the shower and I want
to... Okay, Paul, can you call Serene's name first?
Sure, let's go down here. Roberts.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, go down a roll. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Jim Brown? AC Bird?
Yes.
Cade Campbell? Mark Hernandez?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Rosalinda Palacios?
Yes.
Richard Phelps?
Can I get a clarification because what we're voting on, because it cut out on me on my phone when you said it.
The motion is that we continue the contract working group.
Okay, yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Marines voted. Julie Rodriguez?
Yes.
Wendy Schroel?
Schroel, I guess I'll just abstain.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we will
now
continue.
Just passed.
with the working group. And I'm going to go through what each of these working groups are so that then people can decide which ones they wish to sit on. Okay, the next one is bylaws. This started out as the bylaws convention working group, and the governance since changed it to the bylaws working group, and the reason being that then the PNB had decided not to have a bylaws convention this week, as I understand it. I didn't listen to that meeting. But certainly the timeline that was originally prescribed never happened. So they expanded it to be a bylaws working group, and what we did, and I sat on it, our Paul sat on it, Serene was on it. Who else on this?
I was on it.
Mary was on it, yes.
Yeah.
And what we did was we did try to deal partly with the feasibility of a convention. There was never any consensus, including trying to get input from the local election groups and bylaws working groups at the various stations. And so we were never able to send a strong recommendation one way or the other to the governance committee, but various other specific recommendations were relayed to the governance committee. Having said that, we did consider some bylaws amendments, which, as many of you know, failed because of the lack of achieving the necessary votes. In order to try to remedy some things before the election, but then there was an overlap with the elections committee, so that didn't work out very well. So we need to, I think, finally define the bylaws working group, and we can decide what that can be. It can maybe be all bylaws except elections, so that you don't step on the toes of the election committee, or not. I mean, you could include all bylaws. And what the scope of what they look into will be. But anyway, so that's the bylaws committee. Does anybody who was on that committee wish to add to that? R. Paul, or who did I say? R. Paul, Serene, Mary?
I would say, yeah, I think we should probably continue it, and one of the things that we'll probably have to do is come to the committee with what it thinks it should do.
Okay.
Lydia?
Yes.
I definitely think that the committee needs to continue and perhaps be increased. I don't know. But I just wanted to correct one thing you said, that it sort of sounded like the bylaws amendment didn't pass because there was overlap with the elections committee, and it really was more like that a couple of our stations didn't vote on it.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all for the record.
Yeah, I didn't mean to say that. However, a byproduct of it was that
yeah.
we weren't on the same page, and so then at the last minute, a different amendment came forward at some of the LSCs because of that. But
well, whatever we do on that, if we're going to propose bylaws amendments, we need everybody to be on the same page.
Exactly. Okay.
Mary Berg, I have a question and a comment. Sound like a talk show. I think that it definitely should continue. And my question is, I don't know what the regulations are about being on that. It's a working group. Does that only, would I still continue on it, or am I off until we resolve the governance committee issue? I mean, this is a working group. So I don't know of anything in the bylaws about it.
I don't know.
Ken Freeland?
Yes.
For conventional opinion on that, and then I'd like to speak to the main issue when that's possible.
Speak to both.
Okay. My opinion would be that the working group continues unless and until discharged by the by the parent body, which is the governance committee. So unless it renames new people to the committee or discharges the committee, it seems to me that it continues its work.
Right, well, but this is the governance committee that's determining whether to do that.
Well, I know, but I just heard her say that the question that Mary asked was whether or not she could continue working with it.
If it's a working group, it's not the same thing as the full committee. So people, the membership of a working group might include people who...
Right.
Yeah.
I see.
Is Serena, I respond to that?
Yes.
To Mary's concern? I would think that anyone who is eligible to... participate in discussions of the governance committee, although they're not a voting member, should also be eligible to participate in working groups on the same commission. Does that address your concern, Mary?
Sure, whatever.
Well, no, but I mean, she's going to want to vote.